Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Be careful with that stick, George.
Okay, Dad. Jake, follow me. I'm coming.
Keep up, Mia. Come on, sweetheart, come on. Take my hand.
All right.
Can we walk a bit slower, Will?
Oh, sorry.
There's a pheasant, Daddy.
Well, shoot back in the woods then, son.
Go on, go on.
Go help him, Jake.
Go on.
They've got the knack, all right.
Yeah.
Poor bird seemed shifted. It's looking good out here, Will. I hope Brian's pleased.
Well, we're where we should be for the start of the season.
That's nice to have you to myself before it all kicks off.
Yeah. Me and Pete will go around mowing the rides tomorrow. A couple of Brian's mates are joining him for a rough shoot Tuesday afternoon.
Oh.
Yeah, he sprung that one on me yesterday.
Mummy, I'm tired.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, she can go on my shoulders. Would you like that, Mia?
Yes.
Right, come on then, little legs. Up you come.
Oh, that's better, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought I'd pop over to Keeper's after dinner.
Oh, I see.
If you don't mind. Well, I shan't be long.
Of course not.
Well, I want to take the schedule for Dad to see when he's free to help.
Oh, as a beater?
Yeah.
Okay, though, how he'll find the time with the mishmash of jobs he's got.
Well, he never turns work down.
Yeah, especially at the moment, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, it's come then.
Uh-huh. About 10 minutes ago. She's still licking it. Female.
Oh, right. Healthy?
Yeah, it's fine. Oh, she's finished. I'll spray its navel.
Wonder how Tom's getting on at the Westbury Food Fair.
Sure. I can't think selling a few hot dogs is going to turn our fortunes round. Or filming the pigs playing football.
Tom's always been one for new ideas. Oh, here's Cathy.
Oh, Lord. She's not staying for lunch, is she?
Tony. Hi, Cathy.
Hello.
All right?
Oh, isn't it adorable?
Not worth enough to us, though, if we can't turn her milk into cheese or yoghurt.
I know. I was going to ask how you are, but I can tell by your faces.
Sorry.
Nothing's changed.
Right. I've been so worried about you since last week.
Oh, I didn't mean to heap all that on you, Cathy.
No, listen. I know it's nowhere near the amount you need, but I've got a few thousand pounds saved up that I could lend you.
Oh, Cathy.
If it would help.
I don't know what to say.
Oh, come on, it's only money.
No, it's just... It's felt a long time since someone was on our side, you know?
Don't be silly. Lots of people are.
That is so generous.
Yes, thank you.
Well, you've been on my side often enough in the past. The money's just sitting in my savings account, earning hardly anything in interest.
Oh.
We're really, really grateful.
Yeah. The thing is, we're due to meet the bank manager on Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Pat said you were planning to.
Well, we've made the appointment now, so I think we ought to wait and see what he says.
I understand. Fingers crossed for Tuesday, then.
Yeah.
And the offer's there if you change your mind.
Oh, thanks, Cathy. Why not stay for lunch?
Oh, yes, do. There's plenty.
No, I'd love to, but I'm due at work.
Pity.
Another time. If I can't give you the money, what about this?
Which is it?
A box of fudge I won in the staff raffle.
But won't Jamie want it?
I think your need is greater. Oh, dear. That sounds so utterly ridiculous.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Take it, Tony.
Oh, well, why not? Thanks. Greetings from Newquay.
There's something wrong, sweetheart.
William.
I don't know, Mum.
Come on, you know you can tell me whatever it is, eh?
Oh, well, I was brought up short by something Nick said on Friday.
Friday? I thought something were up. You was a bit quiet. And you've been brooding on it all weekend.
Yeah. Well, Andrew, her ex.
Yeah, I know.
He left a really nasty message on her phone. I had her in tears, Mum.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was so angry when I heard it. I was all set to go round and sort him out. But Nick...
What?
She said she couldn't bear the thought of me dealing with him the way I deal with Ed.
All guns blazing, you mean?
Yeah. But Ed and me, well, like, I know it's got out of hand sometimes.
Oh, you do knock sparks off of each other, you know, you always have.
Yeah. And she's afraid I'll make things worse with Andrew. Lose control, I suppose.
Yeah?
We shouldn't be allowed to get away with it, Mum. He's a verbal bully. But Nick doesn't want me to help. She doesn't trust me not to go off on one.
I see.
I don't want her thinking I'm this thug. But what am I meant to do to defend her? Fighting back's what I've always done.
Oh, that's true enough. Oh, you and Edward, it breaks my heart you can't get along.
Well, that's because if I drop my guard with him for 1 second, he's right in there.
Well, I have to believe you care for each other underneath it all. I mean, remember he dropped everything and drove out to East Anglia with Eddie that time you went missing?
That was guilt, because he took what I had.
Look, love, I know it's your way. You defend the people you love.
Well, I don't go looking for trouble, Mum. It's just Ed. He knows how to get to me.
Yeah. It just seemed to me that somehow you're always there when someone needs protection. That's maybe why you still fight your brother.
Oh, I'm sorry, you've lost me, Mum.
Ask yourself something.
What?
Are you completely over Emma?
I love Nick, Mum. More and more with every day that goes by.
Yeah, I know that, love. But that weren't my question.
Come on, Henry. Mummy will be back down any second.
Oh, look at him.
Oh, he's a little mummy's boy, ain't you?
Well, yes.
Anyway, that was a great lunch, love, thanks.
Good.
At least we can still eat well.
Oh, how about some of Kathy's fudge to go with our coffee?
Oh, yeah, great.
Really, it was so kind of her to offer us that money.
Yeah, I know.
It came out of the blue.
Oh, I feel really ashamed of myself.
Here we go.
The amount of times I've moaned about her coming round here. And there she was, wanting to blow her savings on our mortgage. Honestly, you could have knocked me down with a feather.
Here.
Oh, right, thanks. No, no, you don't, Henry. Not Fudge. Not yet. In a few years' time.
Of course, it would have been a drop in the ocean.
Even so, you find out who your real friends are at times like this. And sometimes... they're more generous than your family.
Hi, love. You all right?
Oh, good, you're home. The kids are making a tent in the bedroom.
Oh, yeah?
That was nice. So, is your dad all right to help out?
Hey?
With the shoot date?
Oh, yeah, he should be. Shall I make us a cup of tea?
No. Well, wait. I'd like us to talk, if you don't mind.
Oh?
While the kids are occupied. Can we sit down? No. No, don't look so worried. But, well, you've seemed wrapped up in your own thoughts since Friday.
Oh, sorry.
I just need to know what's going on in that head of yours. I hope I haven't caused a rift between us, saying what I said.
A rift? No, of course not.
Good.
But you have made me think.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so. It's so difficult with Andrew, Will.
I know.
Like I told you, my relationship with him is
balanced on a knife edge. I can't risk the fallout if he turns nasty. It's not fair on the kids.
Well, that's the last thing I want as well.
So?
It really threw me.
What, Andrew's message?
No. That you didn't trust me to sort things out with him. I hated seeing you so unhappy. I wanted to do something. I wanted to protect you.
I know. And I do know that you love me, Will.
I do.
Andrew still has the power to hurt me.
That's what winds me up.
But it doesn't mean I still love him. It's just that he still knows how to make me feel small.
Oh, look, it's not right, Nick.
Will, I trust you. I do, more than anyone I've ever known.
Do you?
Oh, I do. It's like a load off my shoulders. I couldn't trust Andrew at all.
Yeah. Huh. You're well rid of him.
Yeah. I can see that now.
He don't deserve the kids. He didn't deserve you.
And, well, that's what I came to see. So when I realised there were other girlfriends, I stood my ground and asked him about it. He said some really vicious things. Like, I was the one always in the wrong.
What things?
No. It's too painful, Will.
No, I'm sorry. But you finally left him?
Yeah. He's a weak man, like most bullies.
Yeah.
But I was scared, Will. I've got it balanced just right with Andrew. And if you waded in and...
No, I only wanted to stand up for you, Nick.
Oh, you're so lovely. Give me a hand. I didn't want to hurt you. I don't want Andrew to spoil things for us.
No.
He wouldn't be in my life at all if he wasn't Jake and Mia's dad.
Not much of a dad, is he?
No. But you are, Will. You are. I watched you with them this morning when you picked Mia up.
She was struggling. Little legs.
You show them such care and love. It's wonderful having you in my life, Will. Honestly, I've never been happier.
You look nice, love.
Oh, thank you. Well, I want to look smart. I'm only going to the job centre, but even so...
You got to feel good in yourself.
Exactly. At least it gives me a bit of a sense of purpose, being up and about first thing.
Yeah, I'll get you to that vacancies board in no time, don't you worry.
No, it's all touch screen these days. Anyway, I appreciate the lift.
9:10. Let's hope the traffic's cleared by the time we reach the ring road, eh?
Yeah. Glad I've got a shift at the shop tomorrow.
What?
Oliver rang. Jean Harvey's let him down. She's got a last-minute hospital appointment for a bad knee.
That's been a long time coming.
Yeah, they miss her at indoor bowls. Oh, there's Jill on the green. Look, I expect she's on her way to church to take down the flowers. Oh, blast!
What?
Oh, I've forgotten her birthday.
Oh, blimey. I thought we'd run over a cat.
First time in years. I always drop her a card round.
Well... You've got other things on your mind. Not least our William. Any mints in that glove compartment?
Oh, we're awake thinking about him in the night, you know.
Here, Nick will sort it.
No, none here.
Oh, I'll stop for some later.
I mean, there's no denying he can be aggressive, Eddie.
Oh, he'd never hurt her.
There's different ways of hurting. If he goes ranting at her ex, he'll ruin the best thing that's ever happened to him after George. Nick's perfect for him.
Yeah, she is.
I don't think he really realises it yet. Not for a bit of him still holding on to Emma.
He only really shows his temper with Edward. There's got to be such a habit between them now. I don't reckon it'll change.
They've been making an effort lately to give me them chocolates. Oh, if only Emma...
No, look. Emma happened, all right. Fact. You won't change that with if-onlys.
It broke his heart back then, Edward stealing her away.
Yeah, but he's had his share of luck, Clary. He got the money from Aunt Hilda's estate when she died.
Oh, Eddie.
Well, it went towards his house on the green and he's getting rent for that. Ed would never had a penny of it.
There's some things money can't compensate for.
They're grown up now, love. You know that. You've just got to leave them to it.
Maybe.
You've got so many books, Kenton.
Yeah, well, I like reading. Plus, I started collecting after I took on Nelson's antique shop.
Oh, yes. I remember the last time I spoke to him. He rang to wish me happy birthday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, you and me are the bookworms in the family, aren't we?
Yeah, well, Sheila and Dave have got their horses and cows.
Yes.
God, some of my stuff's still in the same boxes from when I moved in here.
Wherever you lay your hat.
I know I have a reputation for moving on, but Jolene, well, she's for keeps.
If you say so.
I'm getting too old and creaky to move all this lot again. Oh, good, look. This last one's just going to fit in there.
You can leave some things here if you want.
Hmm?
It's not as if I haven't got enough space.
Oh, no, you're all right. Now, this second carload should do it.
Well, at least now I shan't have to listen out for your car in the drive when you're late home from Jack's.
Hey, I didn't used to disturb you, did I?
No. Hmm. Quite liked it, feeling I'd counted everyone in at night.
Eileen said you were up here.
Mum, hi.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I'm so looking forward to going out for lunch.
Me too.
Mm. And did you get my card? I stuck it through your letterbox last thing.
Yes, thank you. Are you coming to Redgate Manor with us?
Oh, sorry, Jolene's expecting me, you know.
That's all right.
Well, she's so excited I'm moving in. But I'll be at Shula's this afternoon for tea.
Good. It's a pity Chris is away.
Oh, we'll have a great time, Mum, you and me.
Of course we will.
Right, well, I'll just take this one down, Elizabeth.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll be right back.
Another empty room.
I've still got a spare room full of Kenton's bits and pieces. Drove your father mad. He thinks he travels light, but he doesn't. How do the children feel about him moving out?
Well, they'll miss him, of course. They're not as much as a few months ago. They've got a lot going on these days.
That's good.
Yeah, with their new friends at school, everything. They're hardly ever here now. Their lives are changing so fast.
Here you go, Eddie. Half a shire.
Oh, take it out of that.
Okay. So there was no new at the job centre then, huh?
No. Clary's not designed to sit round all day doing nothing.
It's tough out there. Give her my best, won't you?
Yeah, of course I will. She's willing to work.
Mm, unlike Sam.
Oh, thanks for holding the door, mate.
There you go.
Oh,
here I am again.
Oh, that's a big box.
This is the one with all the gold bars in.
Oh, well, you can definitely stay then.
Can't stop. I'll lose momentum.
Okay. He's moving in today.
Our guest. Jammy so-and-so.
Oh, come on now. In another life, eh, Eddie?
Yeah.
Sorry. Excuse me a minute.
Oh, okay. I'll watch the bar. The one that got away. Cheers.
Oh, careful, Kenton.
There are four more in a car like this.
Give yourself a hernia if you launch yourself up the stairs with that. What's in it?
Ah, this is my prize collection.
Of?
Books.
Oh, right, okay. As well as the records.
My classic vinyl. It looks at home already.
Yeah, I ain't sure how much shelf space there is left.
Oh, of course. Tell you what, I'll park the books in the living room for now and make a start unpacking my clothes first. How's that?
Good idea.
Yeah.
Then after the lunchtime trade, we'll address the book situation, yeah?
Mmm. This chicken's delicious. I shan't need supper. Or birthday cake, come to that. And I'm fairly certain Shula's made me one for later.
I'd say it's absurd. Do you want another glass of wine?
No. I feel silly drinking while you're not.
Oh, come on, it's your birthday. And you've got a chauffeur.
No, really, I'm fine. Your father always automatically sat behind the wheel when we got in the car together. I miss being driven.
Oh, I love having my freedom back. I must say, Lewis was brilliant ferrying me around. You all were.
I'm sorry he didn't want to come up with us today.
Well, he's funny sometimes. He doesn't like to intrude.
He'd have been very welcome.
It's the same at home. He holds himself back. I often invite him to come into our sitting room in the evening. And with Kenton gone now, I'd appreciate his company.
I can't finish this.
I like the sound of that pear sorbet on the specials board.
Well, you go ahead, darling. I shan't have anything except a coffee. I had that superb champagne sorbet for my 80th in Bath. Do you remember?
That was such a lovely weekend. The whole family surprising you for lunch.
I can't believe it was a year ago. So much has happened.
Yes. Nigel made that lovely toast.
Yes. He called me the mater familias.
Well, it's one up on Mumsy. That's what he sometimes called Julia behind her back.
Oh, dear.
Our wedding anniversary last Thursday. Felt so strange.
I remember my first one without your father.
I felt so crushingly lonely.
Oh, darling.
I've lost my best friend, as well as my husband.
I know. I'm sorry.
No one to sit down with at the end of the day and share the little triumphs. Like Freddie's horsemanship. Or Lily's newfound passion for hockey. She's quite a demon on the pitch.
Bless her.
I don't understand how Jolene fell for someone so soon after Sid.
Neither do I.
How could she just move on like that? I find it unimaginable. It would feel like a betrayal of Nigel. I don't think I'll ever be able to love again.
Nor me. With love comes loyalty. And I'm not thrilled about Kenton rushing into things so soon after Kathy either.
It's not my way.
It did Jamie no good, losing first his father and then Kenton in such a short time. Did they even bother to tell the boy he was moving in with Jolene?
Oh, yes. Kenton was very careful. Jamie shouldn't hear it as gossip.
Well, that's something. You do wonder how long it's going to last, though.
He's always so enthusiastic about starting things up.
That's the easy part.
Well, for what it's worth, Mum, I think he does love Jolene.
Maybe. But is there real commitment there? I doubt it.
Now, this is my really special collection.
Yeah.
My vintage comics.
Comics?
Yeah, well, satirical comics, yeah. Look at this one, with Alfred E. Newman on the cover. Hello. It's iconic.
Well, he looks pretty vacant.
Yeah, well, that's the idea. See, he's completely free of worldly cares.
Well, it can go in the magazine rack, I suppose.
Hey, no way. It's far too valuable.
What happened to its only stuff, Jolene?
Yeah, well, it's worth more than your trashy women's magazines.
Hey, careful. Hey. I'm wondering if I oughtn't to reconsider this move.
What, evicted before I've even moved in? Hey, come on, come on, let me stay. I'm very good at putting the cat out last thing.
Oh, I ain't got a cat.
Come on, come here.
No, oh, I've been very patient.
Yes, you have.
Yes. I've waited a long time to have you under my roof.
Yeah, and I've got everything I want. Every man's dream.
Living with me?
Yeah, living over a boozer.
Oh, you cheeky!
Hey, hey, that's a valuable collector's item. Oh,
do I look worried? You say sorry.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm a shallow, shallow man.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. You don't really think that.
No. Of course I don't. You're a great guy.
Hmm?
Come here.
Hmm. Oh. Well, now I really do feel like I've come home.
Good, so we'll be seeing you tomorrow night at Susan's, then.
Oh, I might drop in.
I was round there last week to sample her dalmatis, see, so I'd best check there up to scratch on the night.
Ah, but have you read the book, Joe?
Ah, well, I
thought not. Well, it's a pity. I think you'd enjoy it. It's a pastoral tale of love and tragedy, if a tad melodramatic in the middle. But there is a halcyon apple-picking scene I think would chime with you.
Oh,
The whole village joins in on a golden autumn day. Wouldn't it be wonderful to see that at Grange Farm?
If you say so. Though I can't see Bob Pullen bending down to pick up a windfall. He'd just keel over.
Well, not literally the whole village. But the enthusiasts, all pulling together in an honest day's labour, harvesting the apples. What do you think, Joe?
I can't think about all that now. I got other things playing on me mind. Things that just ain't right.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And in fact, it's disgraceful. Her Clary got a letter from the Dole people this morning. They ain't paying her a penny for weeks.
Oh?
That'll probably take us past Christmas, I reckon. She always puts a bit by in the weeks leading up to it, but not this year. And all because she did a decent thing and resigned from her job instead of waiting to be pushed.
Rare these days. Especially in public life.
Well, she's bearing up like a trooper, mind. She ain't one to complain.
Poor Clary.
I was surprised to hear you were in the shop today.
Only for the afternoon. Ian's babysitting Henry.
Well, I've brought more leeks, and there are onions in the van.
Oh, great. Oh, here. They can go on the outside display. I'll make room for them.
Thanks.
Haven't seen much of you since the weekend. There, you can put the new ones in now.
I did text you from the burger van on Sunday about the flyers.
Oh, yeah, I got that. Oh, put them all the same way, Tom.
Yeah, give us a chance. Oh, I tell you, it was so worth doing, Helen.
The food fair? Did you make much profit?
Well, no. But I covered my costs. Is that enough?
Nope, pile them high.
Oh, okay.
How on earth did you manage to shift 500 flyers anyway?
I made absolutely sure every customer took at least three.
Mm.
And when it was quiet, I took them round to each and every storeholder too, making personal contact.
Hey, good for you.
And it's already bearing fruit. Bren checked the website last night, and there's been a surge of hits since Sunday.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And I've had 13 email inquiries about the sausages as well.
That's great, Tom. Wow, these leeks look beautiful.
Well, Mum's got the time to help Dad trim them properly these days, hasn't she?
Mm.
So, do you want the onions now?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. I'll be taking a load of flyers to the Felpisham Food Fair at the end of the month as well.
Won't it be the same people who are at Westbury at the weekend?
That's some, I expect. But I'm sure to meet new traders as well.
Oh, put those straight in.
Okay.
And how are the footballing pigs? Have they scored a goal yet?
No, but they're getting the hang of dribbling.
Oh,
ha ha. Oh, well, I remember. I got talking to a cheese producer at the fair.
Oh, yeah?
She's got a small dairy near Farndale.
What's her name?
Oh, Louise, someone or other. She produces quite fancy stuff. You know, with walnuts in and all that. I hadn't come across her before.
I don't think I know her.
Anyway, last year, she joined the regional food group.
HEF?
Yeah. It's made a huge difference to her business, apparently.
Really?
She was a real advocate. Her cheese has gone into a lot of different outlets as a result.
Oh, we've never really considered it, have we?
No. But there's a case to be made for the rebranded Bangers.
Your tail's certainly up, Tom.
If I don't keep driving the changes, Helen, they won't happen.
Well, it's in stark contrast to the gloom fest at home. Oh, let's hope the bank manager cuts Mum and Dad some slack today.
Yeah, bye, Jazzer. Oh, he can really go on, can't he? Holds up the queue.
There ain't no queue.
Well, there might have been. Isn't Sabrina meant to be here this afternoon?
Oh, she had to pop out.
Mm.
It's time for her dog to have his tablet. He's on antidepressants, she said. I couldn't believe me here.
Oh, poor Sparky. I think I'd be on him and all if I had to live with her 24/7. She still hasn't mastered the till.
Maybe I should go on him.
Oh, come on, Clary.
Oh, sorry. I know there's worse off than me. And I'm glad to have this extra shift and not be at home staring at the walls.
Yeah. No jobs in the Echo?
Not suitable ones. Oh. So web developers and store managers and such like.
Well, there might be something in these Thursdays, you never know.
Maybe I should apply to manage this green burial site. At least it'd be peaceful.
Oh, you want something a bit more full-time than that.
A wonderful array of hope.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
There were a job advertised in one of the supermarkets. Oh. I put in for that.
Oh, well, that sounds promising. And you'd be sitting down all day.
No, I think it was stuck in the shelves.
Oh. Well, good luck with it anyway.
Ta.
Right, 5 minutes and I'll open up the post office counter.
Do you know, this job searching's got me so wound up in myself, I forgot to get Jill a birthday card yesterday.
Oh, I'm sure she understood.
She always remembers mowing. And don't worry, I know it's yours next Tuesday.
Oh, I'd rather forget it, thank you. Although there is a Take That tribute band I quite fancy in Borchester. How's that? I might persuade Neil, you never know.
My Eddie still ain't recovered from seeing Beyonce on the telly at Glastonbury. Oh, no, somebody told me Kenton's moved in with Jolene.
Really?
Yep, yesterday.
Well, I wasn't expecting that so soon.
That's funny. I caught Cathy first thing. She said she was surprised it took him so long. Which took me aback, because I expected her to be upset. But no, dead casual she were.
Complicated, isn't it? Kenton moving in with Cathy's ex-husband's former mistress, now his widow.
Sounds like mistress of the paddocks. Thanks for lending it, May.
Oh, that reminds me. Want to check the freezer, see if my phyllo pastry's come in.
It's for your book club food tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm quite nervous about it.
Oh, you'll be all right. You've had enough dummy runs.
Oh, good, there's three here. I'll hide them under the peas.
I'm sure you'll be all right.
Oh, don't count on it. You know, I can't decide whether to make them later on today and then freeze them or make them fresh tomorrow afternoon.
You don't want to feel rushed.
No. And I've promised Mum I'll pop in the morning. Oh, she's still bad with her chest.
Oh, chests can go on and on.
Yeah. It's getting her down. Right. I think I'll open up now.
Susan.
Hmm?
Nice us working together again. I missed the chance to have a chat.
Yeah. But you wouldn't miss having to lift carrots. My fingernails are terrible.
Right now, I'd be glad of anything.
OK, Mum. Yep, see you later.
How did they get on?
The bank have agreed they can go interest only, so that's something.
And that's really going to help in the long run.
It'll give us a 6-month breathing space.
Is that how long they've got it for?
Yep, and then the bank will review it after that.
Oh, well.
Oh, don't say it like that. At least Mum and Dad might get a better night's sleep tonight.
Good afternoon, oh. Clary.
Oh, Jim. You made me jump.
Spirited little chap.
Who's that?
Your gnome there, in the blue trousers. Lares at Penates.
Eh?
In ancient Rome, they'd keep a little statue on the table at mealtimes to protect hearth and home.
Oh. Well, he was a return. He lost his whistle. Oh, my back. Oh. I'm sorting out this lot for next Sunday's car boot sale. And I can't sell a faulty now.
In my experience, you can sell anything at those places.
Yeah, I'll have to chuck him. Do you want him? He could protect your bungalow.
I prefer to rely on house insurance.
The squirrels usually go well. And the pigs, although I keep them under the table.
Oh, yes. Well, I can see you're busy.
Oh, is that a joke? Would you like a cuppa? I'm just going in to have one.
Oh, yes, please.
Come on, then. Here's the tea, Jim.
Just the job.
I'll see if I can't find a piece of cake and all.
Oh, thank you.
Made a date and walnut Saturday. Should still be some left.
What a treat.
Oh, Joe's usually very enthusiastic about my date and walnut.
But wasn't he this time?
So-so. He ain't really very enthusiastic about nothing at the moment.
Oh.
Don't know what to do for the best.
I've noticed he's low as well.
Have you?
Alistair says when an animal's not right, it shows in the eyes.
Huh? Is that about right?
Oh, plenty, thank you. Joe's eyes have lost their usual sparkle.
There you are.
Lovely. Thank you.
It's my fault. I've let him down.
No, Clary.
Yes, I can't escape it. He's all out of kilter, poor old Joe. He don't need the worry his time of life.
For what it's worth...
What?
I think he is a bit low. The caravan rolls on, after all.
Eh?
Well, he had all that fuss and build-up to his 90th birthday, when he clearly revelled in being the centre of attention.
Oh, yeah, he had such a lovely time.
And then, nothing. The party's over. All the aches and pains are still there. He must feel flat as a pancake.
Yeah, you may be right.
He's made it to 90. What now?
You think he's lost his sense of purpose?
It could be.
Joe's main purpose in life's always been his grub. Well, I made him steak and kidney at the weekend and he enjoyed it, of course, but he didn't relish it like normal. I can't seem to chivvy him out of it.
Well, considering everything you've got on your plate, I commend your efforts and your concern for your father-in-law. It's not universal.
Oh, poor Joe. I'm terrified he'll slip back.
Back?
When we lost the farm. We had to go and live in a high-rise in Borchester. Nearly finished him.
So I believe. But he's loath to talk about it.
Yeah, well, not surprised. He'd reached rock bottom. Don't want him giving up and all.
Oh, no, you mustn't give up, Clary, my dear. Look... I'll see what I can do for Joe.
Alice, how lovely.
Oh, hi, Mum. I'm just borrowing some bread for a sandwich.
Well, help yourself. Oh,
thanks.
Well, take the rest of the loaf if you want.
Oh, great.
Hoo-wee. Let me sit down.
Oh, how was the farmer's market?
Oh, the same. Except there's a nice young Greek couple selling olives now.
Bit exotic for Greenbury. Oh,
I couldn't resist buying some. Oh, hope they haven't leaked. Oh, you taking it back to the cottage?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd save money not eating at uni, but when I got home, I found Chris had scoffed all the bread.
Darling, you don't have to rush off.
Oh, sorry, Mum. I've got a mass of technical data to read before my tutorial tomorrow. And the course is already so full on.
Oh, please. I've hardly seen you this week.
OK, but I can't stay long.
Oh, good.
I found this letter on the doormat from Rory, I think.
Oh, good. Oh, let me see. Oh, sit down.
So quick they make them write once a week.
Well, I think it's rather nice. Hello. Oh.
What?
I've told all my friends about the film we saw at the weekend. They were really jealous because I was the first to see it. Oh, well, I found it a bit noisy, actually.
What else?
I beat Joel at chess on Monday night.
Oh?
Mm, you know, Brian gave him a game on Sunday. But he wasn't trying very hard, and I think he was missing his mum and sister after the weekend.
Oh, poor kid. It must take them a day or two to settle back in.
Yes, well, I found it hard enough taking him back on Sunday night, clutching his little tin of flapjacks that we made together. Well, he was fine once we got there, saw one of his chums and didn't look back. Hey, why don't I make us a nice lunch?
Oh, I don't know, Mum.
You need something more substantial than a sandwich if you're studying all afternoon.
Oh, Neil, thank heavens.
Oh, sorry, love. I only picked up your text half an hour ago. I've come straight back from town. Is it true? Clive's back.
I wish it wasn't.
So what's happened? I mean, where is he?
Oh, give me a chance, Neil.
Oh, sorry.
I went to see Mum this morning, like I planned.
Yeah.
Well, I got inside the front door, bent down to pick up their post. And when I stood up, there he was, in the living room doorway.
And she didn't warn you?
No! It was a complete shock.
Well, what the hell's he doing there?
Well, it's because she's ill. They've given him permission to leave his bail hostel for a few days.
A few days? Oh, Susan.
Well, what could I do? Mum was so pathetically grateful to see him. He says he wants to help out with her. And to be fair, I think he was genuinely concerned.
Oh, come on.
But she's his mother, Neil.
Well, don't let him wind you in, Susan. He's a nasty, vicious thug. He's caused no end of harm to you and this village.
Do you think I don't know that?
A leopard can't change its spots.
I've got no illusions about my brother, Neil. Only he claims he wants to make amends for the past and turn over a new leaf.
And that's what he always says, just before he commits his next crime.
Well, maybe they've done some work with him in prison, you know.
It's never done him any good before.
I wish he could go straight, Neil. Make a new life somewhere. He's telling Mum that's what he wants.
Oh, Susan.
Well, Clive's my brother. I don't want him to rot in jail for the rest of his life.
This is what he does. He comes between us.
I'm not happy he's here, Neil. Far from it. He's caused me so much shame. Oh, my goodness, what if Christine sees him?
No, she's away. I checked as soon as I got your text.
Oh, thank goodness for that. Oh, you didn't...
No, I didn't let on.
And Jill?
Huh?
Oh, and Neil. He was asking after George and Kira.
What?
Say, you know, he's never even met them.
Oh, no.
He's so unpredictable.
He's a psychopath.
Oh, I'm scared, Neil.
Come on, love. Come here. Oh, it's all right. If what you say is right, he'll be gone in a few days.
Oh, what if he turns up here, Neil? I've got the book club tonight.
I'll stay for the evening if you want.
Oh, yes, please. I shan't settle till he's gone.
Would you like some more, darling?
Oh, no, Mum, really. The olives are great.
Now, tell me all about your tutor.
Well, he seemed pretty laid back on Monday before he sprang all this reading on me.
Oh.
He had some good ideas for career paths.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's early days, but it was interesting. Right, I really need to go and get stuck in now.
Oh, right. Of course, darling.
Well, Debbie will be home again next week, Mum.
Mm.
You have some company then.
Room for a little one.
Where do you want to go?
Wherever you're going.
Nowhere.
That'll do.
No, ease up. There. Give us your hand, then.
Righto.
My picture perfect.
Hi.
You two, Bartleby and the track.
Good afternoon, Usha.
The sea mare, the preacher, hitches a ride alongside the water meadow before he proposes to Agnes.
Oh, yes.
What's she on about?
Tonight's book.
Oh.
See you later.
I look forward to it.
Welcome.
Have you come from the orchard?
Maybe.
It's in a very sorry state.
Like me.
Clary told me it was thriving once.
Look at it now.
It's a tragedy.
We always took good care of it. But now it's run down somewhat terrible. Ain't been pruned properly for years.
Well, it's a lot to keep up.
Our Edward's cows don't help. Grazing it this time of year, poaching it up and trampling the fruit.
Well, it's obviously too much for Oliver.
He ain't got a feel for it.
It doesn't have to be his sole responsibility, though.
Eh?
Many hands make light work.
What do you want to do?
Well, we can rescue the place with Oliver's permission. We could turn it into a community orchard with you as grand overseer.
Yo, I can't be doing with all this new frost.
No, wait, Joe. Don't dismiss it out of hand. Look at how well the shop's been turned round with volunteers. And this would be much easier to organise. There's no officialdom involved, after all.
And who's going to volunteer, eh?
Well, I'm sure the Cider Club would be keen for a start, if it means getting it back up to scratch. Reese and Harry are young and strong.
Ah, they're townies. What do they know? What do any of you know?
Well, that's why we need you.
Nah, it's too late.
Do you know where the word senior comes from, Joe?
Senile.
Same root. Senex. Old man. The Senate in Rome was made up of elders, and the whole city deferred to them. Now, why was that?
I suppose you're going to tell me.
Because their accumulated life experience gave them wisdom. And unlike today, wisdom was respected. You have a lifetime's knowledge about that orchard. You are the keeper of its story.
Well, I played in it as a nipper, you see. Helping me dad pick the apples.
I know.
Even now when I'm cider making, I smells the fruit fermenting and it takes me right back to our old press we kept in the stone barn.
What memories, eh?
Yeah. And me dad turning the handle of the twin screw press and the juice flowing into the cat's barrel.
Don't waste your experience, Joe. Share it. Pass it on. There'll be those who are burning to learn.
You reckon?
Don't you want the orchard to thrive again?
Of course I do. It pains me to see it now.
Because I can't do this without you.
So you're going to have a word with Oliver Sterling, then?
Oh, splendid idea.
Oh, no, Richard. I don't believe Agnes would have turned down the preacher for a minute.
That's because you're married to Alan.
Well, it would have got her away from her dreadful father. What do you think, Susan?
I don't know.
Did you enjoy the book, Neil?
I haven't read it.
Oh.
Susan, you've spilt your wine, look.
Well, it's probably Linda. She said she'd be late. Well, shall I go?
No. I'll answer it.
I'm worried that stain's going to take. Susan. Look, I'll put my napkin on it for now.
Oh, well, at least it's white.
Yes. It's all right, everyone. It's Joe and Jim, look.
Hello there.
Hi. Sorry, everyone. We got talking over a glass of cider at Joe's.
Oh, excuse me.
Susan?
Something I said?
Oh, no. Come on, give us your coats then, gents.
Yeah. Oh, good. The buffet's out.
Susan?
Oh,
here. Let me shut this. Are you all right?
I'm worried the food's not up to much.
Oh, well, it looks very inviting.
Oh, Jennifer.
Oh, what's the matter?
Clive's back.
Clive?
Yes.
Oh, my God. He's not upstairs, is he?
No.
Oh.
I thought that was him at the door just now. Oh, Jennifer.
It's all right now, Susan. Oh, do try and calm down.
I'm so sorry.
Well, I could see you were on edge.
I'm terrified you'll turn up here.
Have you got anything I can use to clean up that... Susan?
Well, she's a bit upset. Clive Horribin's back in the village.
Oh, no.
He's at my mum's.
Well, why has he been allowed to come back here?
Oh, she's ill.
Compassionate grounds.
Oh, I see.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Jennifer. Oh, I swear I didn't know anything about it.
But it's not your fault.
Oh, he's my brother and he held up the shop that time with your Debbie and Kate inside.
Yes, and Jack.
Oh, poor Jack.
Look, I really don't think we should rake all that up again.
Now's not the time.
No, exactly.
No, you're right. Oh, I'm so sorry.
Susan, you've had a terrible shock, but hopefully he won't be around for long.
And they'll be keeping a close eye on him.
Well, let's hope so.
Look, why not come back in the sitting room, Susan, and we'll get on with the evening.
Yes, you've put such a lot of work into it.
Not really.
Oh, you have.
And you mustn't let your brother ruin everything, Susan.
But that's what he does. That's exactly what he does. Over and over again.
Ruth was too knackered to go to the book club, but Usha rang her first thing with the news about Clive.
Well, I couldn't believe it when Frieda told me he'd been in the pub yesterday afternoon.
I'm amazed they let him back. Has the man no shame?
Try it now, boss.
Righto.
Yeah. Well, you can't risk it breaking down like you did at Avery last year.
No, no, she's sounding good.
Well, I fitted a new oil filter yesterday and all.
Yeah. Well, only a week to the ploughing match now, Bert.
Ah, and Vernon Giddings just acquired an early 60s English Fortune Super Major.
Has he, by Jove? Hmm. Well, I'm sure the Massey can match it.
These lines come to me in the night.
Oh.
His Super Major hits the ditch. Vernon Giddings takes a skidding. The judges think he's on the drink. And I ends up with the Beckwell Cup.
Brilliant. Wish fulfilment, eh?
It's National Poetry Day today, you know.
Is it now?
We can't put it off any longer, David.
What's that?
Clearing the barn for the harvest supper.
It's this Sunday coming, you know.
Yep. Thank you, Bert.
I thought Pip was doing it.
We'll be lucky. First week of uni.
To be fair, she said she'd help at the weekend.
I've heard James and Leonie are coming, so whatever you do, they're bound to rearrange it.
Oh, all right there, Kenton?
Oh, Reese, brilliant. Can you open the boot for me, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, mate.
Ooh, it's a big box.
Yeah, it's magazines.
Oh, I thought you'd only just moved in, though. And what, you're moving out again already?
Yeah, don't be cheeky.
I'm only messing with you.
Oh, Jolene's thrown you out already, has she?
Mind your own business.
Hey, Fallon told me he arrived with a ton of boxes, Mike. A
ton of what?
A magazine.
Oh, yeah?
What is this? The Ambridge Inquisition?
It's all right, Kenton. Made your secret safe with us.
Oh, bike off.
See you guys.
Nosy beggar.
Well, you can't expect to live a private life in a public house, now, can you? Everyone's going to know your business.
Yeah, well, so it seems.
It's working out all right, though.
Yeah, it's good. Well, it's great, actually.
Yeah, Roy and Ailey miss you about the place at Lower Loxley.
Oh, that's nice. They okay?
Adjusting, you know.
What, to Phoebe being away?
Yeah, yeah. She sent him a long email yesterday. Seems happy enough.
Oh, good.
Started a 10-day school holiday last Friday.
Well, that can't be bad.
Spending part of it in Cape Town with Lucas's family.
Right. Do you fancy a trip out there?
Not really, no. Brittany was far enough for me.
Well, give them my best. I do miss the gossip there, and the space.
Oh, I'm not surprised. You had your own wing.
Well, nearly.
Elizabeth must really miss you.
Yeah.
I don't know why we gave this old roller a reprieve after the YFC dance.
I did suggest you take it for scrap or to the reclamation yard.
Did you?
Yep, but you said you couldn't be bothered.
Well, you must feel very smug then.
I do.
Right, there. Oh. Why are you messing around winding up that twine?
It's got all tangled.
Well, I wouldn't bother.
And that's why we always have to start a new reel.
Mm. Oh, you haven't forgotten. I'm meeting Mike down the bull tonight.
No.
I said I'd keep him company while he's waiting for the PC to make a decision about the green burial site job.
Oh, are they interviewing tonight?
Yeah. Mum says there's a few to see. They need someone local, ideally, but they've had one or two apply from Borchester.
Well, these days.
Right, it's only a few hours a week.
Even so.
Right. Well, I will drive this out now, out of sight.
Oh, here's your brother. Hi.
Hiya.
Hello. What do you want?
I don't suppose I can stash my 4x4 magazines in your attic.
No.
And it's a big fat no from me as well.
Oh. Worth asking.
Do you want a cuppa?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Ruth.
I'm only doing half an hour more, David.
Oh?
Josh can help you after school. I want to get started on the meal.
Oh, right. Oh, well, look, don't worry about me. I'll have something at the pub.
Great. That makes things easier. I'll stick the kettle on.
All right. Trouble in paradise?
No. No, it's just that there's hardly any bookshelves at Jolene's.
Oh.
Yeah, and I've already filled the one she's cleared for me. Yes, and I sense that she's running out of patience. She keeps stubbing her toe on my many boxes of treasures.
On your junk.
Oh, speaks the man still playing host to this rusty old roller. Granddad had it, didn't he?
Yeah, it's an antique. Has she cottoned on to your cheesy feet yet, or aren't you past the romantic stage?
Oh, you're at the back of a long queue, Dave.
Eh?
Of very jealous men. Anyway, look, I'm very hygienic, you know? A shower every day, twice sometimes. Oh, I tell you what was embarrassing, though.
What?
Well, I bumped into Fallon on the landing the other day after my shower.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, let's just say, since then, I make sure I remember to grab a towel first before I head back to the bedroom.
Mm. Oh, Kenton, please.
Not have any crisps for that, Bert?
No tarries.
Right. 67 pence change it is.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I used to take part in a stead vod as a boy, like all my classmates.
Oh, you'll have to audition for Linda's Christmas concert then.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen the posters.
Well, you gonna give it a go?
A child's Christmas in Wales. No, I can remember great chunks of that.
Linda's gonna snap you up then.
The PC's still not out?
Not yet.
Oh, all right, Bert.
Evening, Mike.
No one's nicked my drink, then.
No, it's here, exactly where you left it, Mike.
Car.
Oh, you wondered who that belonged to.
Oh, by the way, Mike, is it right you were here when that Clay fellow was in yesterday dinner?
Yeah, that's right. The tow rag.
Well, I mean, the way everyone's been talking, it was like a spaghetti western. You practically cleared the bar.
Yeah, were you surprised? Matt Crawford had a drink with him, mind. He's the only one that would.
Bit of a bad boy, by all accounts.
Well, that's putting it mildly.
He raided the shop here.
What? Underneath my flat?
Yeah.
My first wife, Betty, was in it at the time. Stressed her out for years.
Well, well.
Held hostage, they were.
They had to call an ambulance for Jack Woolley. He was took bad.
Oh, look, I'm going to sit down and wait. Rather not spend the evening talking about Clive Oregon, thank you very much.
Ooh, touched a nerve there.
Oh, not again, Lily. Go back to bed.
Hi, sis.
Kenton. How nice.
I wondered if I could park a couple of boxes in my old room. They're in the car.
Yes. Yes, of course you can.
Oh, that'd be great. Thanks. It's a bit tight at the flat.
Why aren't you at Jack's? It's gone 9:30.
Oh, it was quiet, you know. Can I stay for a catch-up? If you're not busy.
No, that would be really good.
There you are, sir. Thank you. So, Clive and his mate had a shotgun with them, you said?
Yeah, they did. Betty could have been killed.
Oh, that's terrible.
And he weren't only Betty and Jack in the shop.
Peggy's husband, that Jack.
Yeah, that's it. Two of Brian and Jennifer's daughters were held up as well.
Alice?
No, Debbie and Kate.
Oh. How long ago was this?
Oh, I don't recall exactly. It must have been, a short side of 20 years.
Ah. And what happened? Did they catch Clive?
Oh, they did. But he escaped from remand and turned up at the Carters. Mm-hmm. You know he's Susan's brother?
Yeah, Fallon said, yeah.
Well, Neil was away, see, so Susan let Clive stay.
But she should have reported him, surely, if he was on the run.
Ah, and she paid the price with a 6-month spell in prison.
What, Susan Carter? You're joking. But she seems so respectable.
Oh, she is. But Clive coerced her and she weakened. They're a very tribal family, the Oramins.
Well, well. And Ambridge always seems such a sleepy place to me.
Susan will be terrified now he's out.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well,
you haven't heard the half of it yet. Yeah. Clive was caught and got 6 years inside. But he was soon back in Ambridge, even though he was ordered not to come.
Like a bad penny.
There was a string of burglaries in the village, but Clive always seemed to have an alibi. Now, George Barford, that's Christine's husband...
The widow next door.
He tipped the police Clive was here, and he was ordered to stay away.
Yeah?
And that's when the vendetta started.
Vendetta? God, good grief. We've gone from spaghetti western to the Godfather.
Now, George was the gamekeeper on the estate before William Grundy.
Ah, right.
Well, one night, George was assaulted at work. And it turns out it was a revenge attack by Clive for reporting him to the police.
Ah, that's awful.
Sent down for 5 years, he was. But soon as he was out, he come back to Ambridge. Attacked some of the horses and the stable down the road.
No way.
Well, he thought George and Christine still lived there.
But they were next door by her.
No, they were living in the old police house, where Jim's bungalow stands now.
Oh, the old police house? That burned down, didn't it?
Well, Clive set light to it, you mean?
Arson?
Yeah, he chucked a can of petrol through the window when Christine was inside with Mrs. Archer.
What? No, the nutter.
Oh, Mike, any news from the PC?
Hmm?
Neil just called. They've offered me the job.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty chuffed.
Oh, well, I bet you were far and away the most suitable candidate.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thanks, David.
No, you do a great job. Keeping an eye on the site, meeting and greeting the bereaved. So, will Jim be your line manager?
I think so.
Right. So, how about I buy you a pint to celebrate?
Oh, cheers, David.
No, I don't think George ever really got over it. It was terrible, all of it.
All right.
Ah, evening, David.
Hi, 2 pints, please, Rhys.
Yeah, coming up. Oh, David, you know all about Clive's crimes, won't you? About that fire he set at the police house.
Yeah, I've been filling Rhys in.
Have you now?
Yeah. I've had every gory detail. It sounds like a gangster movie.
Yes, well, unfortunately, it was real life. And I had to help my mother and aunt out before my aunt watched her home go up in flames. The stress of it caused her husband's early death. We're all agreed on that.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to make light of it. It was a serious crime, Rhys.
And it was my sister who had to deal with the fallout of that lunatic's ghastly crime at the stables.
Of course, I'm sorry.
So it's not the subject for tittle-tattle, all right? There are still too many victims in the village.
Hi there, sleepyhead.
Ugh.
I brought you a cup of tea. I was about to take it down again.
Oh no, I'm awake. You getting in?
No, I'm hungry now.
Oh, come on. Jazz has seen the pigs.
Okay. I've been sitting in the kitchen thinking.
What about?
The pros and cons of joining this fine foods group. The thing is, I'm not really a joiner. I never have been, apart from the cricket team.
No, I know. Pass my tea over, hon.
Sure. It's not my style. Even working with Brian, I felt shackled.
That's because he demoted you to very junior partner.
Pigman, you mean?
Yeah.
What do you think I should do?
Well, you might as well find out all you can about it. What's to lose?
There'll be a joining fee.
Tax deductible.
Well, I suppose.
These are tough times. Even if you weren't trying to relaunch the brand. And if this umbrella group can help with that, it's definitely worth considering.
You know this Louise woman?
Oh, Louise?
The cheesemaker I met at the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
She said they got her product into a whole range of places. From small farm shops right through to a supermarket chain.
Wow.
Exactly.
It would save you slogging round them one by one.
And petrol. But we wouldn't be the only sausages in the group.
Does that matter if they can push the product into outlets you can't?
Not really, I suppose.
I mean, you're a brilliant salesman, Tom, but maybe now it's time to join forces. And it's not the same as a co-op. That requires loads of time and commitment.
That's true.
There's strength in numbers, after all.
Come on now, Georgie. Your cereal up, sweetheart.
We're going fastest. We're going to win.
Well, never mind your sports car. It's nearly time for school.
Brum, brum, we've won.
Hello?
Hello, Emma.
Oh, all right, Chloe.
Yeah, Tal. Look, I don't want to hold you up because I know you'll be getting George ready.
He's messing around with his cars.
Oh, dear. Now, I just wondered, is it convenient for me to drop round this morning?
What time?
At 10?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, good, right. Joe's cut you a nice Savoy cabbage.
Oh.
Well, it certainly looks spick and span in here, Mum.
Ilona tidied the whole house for me. She did some cleaning, too.
Did she now?
She doesn't think much of my cleaner.
Oh, really?
Yes, she's very thorough.
Well, I have to admit you're looking a lot less tired.
Oh, she's worth her weight in gold. And the whole family are thrilled about moving to Ambridge.
Yes, you said.
Well, it's a small thing to you, Lillian, but it means everything to them. Having a nice house with a room each for the girls.
Okay, you were right.
Oh.
I'll get it.
I'm not expecting anyone this morning.
Oh, Tom, darling.
Oh, hello, come in.
Hiya.
Well, look, I should get to the office now.
Oh, Brenda's already there.
Slap wrist. I'll be back at 11 to take you to the Laurels, Mum.
I'll be ready.
Okay. Bye-bye, Tom, darling.
Bye, Lillian. I've brought your spinach and chard, Gran. Dad sent me over.
Oh, thank you. Oh, doesn't it look lovely? Will you stay for a cup of tea?
Yeah, thanks.
Well, sit down, then.
Okay.
It's for Ilona.
Oh, yeah?
She wants to make a special Albanian cheese and spinach pie for her family.
Like they have in Greece?
That's right. It's traditional in both countries, she said.
Well, they are next door.
It's to celebrate. She and her family are going to be your new neighbours.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes, they've given a month's notice on their flat.
Well, I hope they're quieter than the last tenant at number 3. He was a real pain.
Oh, Tom said you were in. I've just seen him at Mum's.
Morning, Lillian. Just checking the emails.
Good.
We've had the insurance quote for the one bed and beach drive.
And has it come in under 200?
Just over, I think. Hold on, just find it.
Tom seems very perky.
Well, he's doing his best, considering how dire things are at Bridge Farm.
I've had a rough few months.
That was bad enough. Things have taken a nosedive since Underwood's fined them.
Fined them?
Yeah. Slapped that enormous bill on them. The emergency product withdrawal charge.
What?
Pat and Tony are in despair.
Well, all the best for Monday, then.
Thanks, Gran.
I know it was a huge blow for Pat and Tony losing the Underwoods order.
For me and Helen, too.
Yes, of course. Well, I've boycotted their food hall ever since.
Yeah, I know. Good.
Anyway, I hope you can persuade this Mr. Somerville to take the sausages.
I'm pinning my hopes on the rebranding. The new packs will have a picture of Neil's healthy pigs on them, outside.
Mm-hmm.
And having Borsetshire in the name keeps it local.
Yes, well, everyone seems to care about how far their foods travel these days.
Exactly.
Fruit and vegetables were always comparatively local when I was a girl, even in the East End. It would come up from Kent or Essex, perhaps, but certainly not Kenya or Peru.
I know. It's mad.
Well, I should think the product sells itself. You only use the best organic meat and casings. I absolutely love them.
Are you sure you don't want to do the pitch, Gran?
Well, you've got a first-class brand.
Oh, wait. Here. Look, you'll love this.
What?
My pigs playing footy.
What?
If this catches on and goes viral, I'm expecting mega sales.
Thinking big as usual.
Yeah, well, that skipped a generation, didn't it? Here, look.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I know it's hardly Real Madrid.
No, but it's very amusing. Oh, look at the way they're nudging the ball. They're quite frantic.
Well, you shake a bucket of food to get them in the mood.
That sounds like a slogan.
Well, I'm going to need one.
I've heard things don't take long to catch on the internet, so you never know.
Oh, you really get it, don't you, Gran?
Well, it's not that far removed from a Dig for Victory poster, is it? Everyone soon caught on.
You're right, and everyone remembers it.
Yes, indeed.
I'll tell Joe thanks for the cabbage.
Oh, yeah. But you'll see him on Sunday at the harvest supper, so you can thank him yourself as well.
Oh, yeah.
His mood's picked up no end, you know, Emma. He's really enthusiastic about Jim's idea for the orchard.
Good.
I'm so relieved. He'll be that down in the dumps. And Eddie's behind it and all. To him, free labour equals more apples picked, equals more...
And more cider to sell.
Exactly.
Here you go.
Oh, Tana. You do look a bit drawn, Emma. Yeah, good as gold this morning, aren't we, Kira?
Yeah. Ed brought her down here in the end, so at least I got a couple of hours sleep.
He's taken to fatherhood like a duck to water.
Well, he's already a great dad to George.
Oh, yeah, well, no, I didn't mean nothing by it.
Well, at least we got her downstairs here. Oh, it was awful when George used to howl through the night in the caravan.
Mm.
There was nowhere to escape to.
Oh, remember when me and Joe and Eddie lived in one after Meadow Rise? Mm.
Well, it's all right for an holiday.
Yeah, it's fun then.
Mm. Well, I was saying that. Me and Ed were so in love, I didn't really care.
I remember.
He really stuck by me. I was so grateful.
Must be very hard for single parents.
Oh, yeah, nightmare.
That's how it worked for Nick, of course, before she met William.
Well, her mum was nearby.
It's not the same as someone living with you, sharing all the jobs.
Yeah, well, she landed on her feet with Will then, didn't she?
She's been very good for him too, you know. Settled him. He were always the kind of lad who were looking to be settled. And it's better for George that he is, don't you think?
Yeah, well, certainly made things easier for us, him having his own life now.
Don't stop, Dad! Keep shaking the bucket!
Oh, right.
I want to get them really excited.
This is fiddling while Rome burns.
You thought it was funny at first.
Yeah, well, it's wearing a bit thin now.
Gran could see the possibilities.
She's not facing financial ruin.
Come on, you silly animals. Oh, hey, that's good. Look, look, he's running ahead with the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Can I stop this now, Tom?
Oh, okay. Here, pass it over. I'll chuck the food in.
This smell never improves, does it?
Hello again.
Hey, Lillian. What's all this about Matt having a drink with Clive Horribin on Wednesday? Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, I'm sick of it. Matt picked up Clive on the Felpersham Ring Road on Tuesday evening and gave him a lift.
Why?
Well, he didn't recognise him at first, did he? And yes, they had a drink the next day.
Oh, honestly, Lily.
I know. It was a terrible idea. And I've told Matt he shouldn't have anything to do with Clive.
Fancy needing to be told.
Yes, well, Matt's his own person. He does exactly what he likes.
Anyway, look, I'm going to go home and edit this lot.
Yeah, all right, son.
Say hi to Mum. Sorry I missed her.
OK.
See ya.
Yeah, bye, Tom, darling. Oh, so Pat's not around?
No, she's at Ambridge Organics today. She thought it might take her out of herself. She's been so low, she couldn't even drag herself to the book club this week.
Oh, dear. Well, I'll talk to you on your own, then.
What about?
Well, firstly, I want to apologise.
Why?
Well, I've been so preoccupied with Mum, I hadn't quite grasped how serious things had got here.
Yeah, well, I come very low in the pecking order in our family.
Oh, shut up.
Hey?
Look, tell me about this emergency recall charge.
From Underwood.
How much do they want?
A lot.
Oh, come on, Tony, don't be so coy.
£10,000.
Right.
We're not insured for it either.
Okay.
Well, we can't afford to insure against everything. We're only a small company. You don't want to believe something as bad as this could ever happen.
I know.
We're already hammered with the mortgage repayments. Although the bank's agreed now we can go interest only for 6 months. And then this bombshell arrives. I don't know what we're going to do.
I'll help.
What?
Most of my capital's tied up in Amside, but I can lend you the 10,000 straight away.
Really?
For what it's worth, I think it's disgusting Underwood's kicking you while you're down.
Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, you'd be a fool to say no.
Well, yes, then. Oh, thank you.
Good, because I want to help.
We'll pay you back every penny.
Yeah, well, that's a conversation for the future.
Oh, I'm so grateful. I can't wait to tell Pat.
Well, I'm a businesswoman second, but I'm your big sister first, and you should remember that. Oh,
this means so much to me, Lillian.
Why didn't you come to me sooner? Isn't that what families are for?